I'm Paul Wiegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. In the studio today with me is the campaign manager for the In Wilmington marketing campaign, Brianna Hansen. Welcome, Brianna.
Thank you very much, Paul.
It's great to have you here. Your role as a campaign manager for the In Wilmington campaign is partnered with your ambitious involvement in the arts and promoting Wilmington as a great place to be, a great place to come for entertainment, for activities, for a really exciting lifestyle. So let's talk a little bit about the In Wilmington campaign. It's been around for a few years. Give us a little bit of background about it, because you've been involved with it, I think, since the inception.
Yeah. Simply put, you know, we're here to help spread the word about all the great arts offerings in Wilmington. But we were born several years ago out of a study that was conducted among the major arts institutions downtown. And long story short, there was a need for a centralized resource both for patrons looking to be entertained and arts marketers, looking to get the word out about their programming. And the In Wilmington campaign itself had existed as a city branding campaign prior to this arts tangent, as I like to call it. So that was identified as kind of a natural home for this new project, and a new website is built. And almost 6 years later, I guess here we are, helping spread the word about the arts in any way that we can.
And we'll plug it several times throughout our show today. But what's the website?
InWilmDE.com.
And I believe just went through an overhaul. Is that right?
It did, yes. Huh. Just about a year ago. And okay. We're always working to improve it. So an ongoing process for sure.
Now, the In Wilmington campaign, you mentioned it came out of this study. What is the overarching goal of the In Wilmington campaign?
To create awareness for all of the fantastic programming that we have here in Wilmington, for both, city residents and visitors as well, outside the area. It's, certainly not news to anyone that Wilmington has a headlines issue as of late. We've been, facing some negative publicity that's, even been noticed on a national scale. But for someone who lives downtown, works downtown, plays downtown, it's not my reality. It's not the reality for many of us. So we really want to tell that story of Wilmington.
Could you speak to the range of events and activities and opportunities that you cover?
We do our best to cover anything and everything, because what may be entertainment to one person, or what the definition of entertainment may be to one person is completely different to another. So while this, started with a very strong fine arts focus, we've expanded to cover community events, what's going on in the late night, nightlife scene, the bar scene, local live music, so the smallest, roughest indie bands to the largest touring acts that, come through the Grand. We want to kind of cover that wide range of offerings, because no matter who you are, what you're into, In Wilmington's going to try to get it covered.
Now, how do you find out about these activities, these events, and what to include in the site?
Well, it doesn't hurt that I spend about 7 days a week going out and enjoying myself and all different, art forms. What led me to this position, I had previously worked with Opera Delaware, so I had a little bit of the fine arts background. I was managing a local band at the time, really, really dug the indie music scene. I like everything. So a lot of it is me going out and experiencing, exploring, meeting new people. But there is certainly an organized effort behind that to make sure that we're contacting all of the major organizations in the area. And, they input the stuff on the website, and from there we take it out, put it in our weekly newsletters. We have a tri-annual print calendar that's been going out for, I guess, about 2 years now. It's been really successful. We have social media efforts, and I'm here talking to you today, so we try to get the word out in every way we possibly can.
Now, do you have any information on the kinds of people who visit the In Wilmington site, or what kind of traffic it gets?
It's a wide range of demographics. We are certainly focused in Newcastle County. Our advertising is focused in Newcastle County. But it's really all over the spectrum, which can make it a little bit difficult to market sometimes to niche audiences, because we do offer so much and there are so many different patrons that come to us looking for information. The current numbers on the website, I honestly do not know off the top of my head, but I know we were consistently seeing about 10,000 visitors a month for a while, which is pretty good for the population in the area.
And how do you draw traffic to inwilmde.com?
A variety of ways. You know, I'd say social media probably leads our efforts, just because we offer, you know, so many. Well, we cover so many different types of programming. There's so much going on. You know, social media is definitely key because we are posting about so many events. We also have regular ads. We run regularly a calendar and out and about every month with our top picks of events. Like I mentioned, we have the What's In print calendars, which now have a distribution of 35,000 in and around Newcastle County. That's proving to be a great tool as well. You're about to see a new billboard campaign unveiled with our new Unleash Within branding that we've taken on in recent months. So pretty much any way we can get the word out there, we try to do that.
Now, being Wilmington focused, Northern Newcastle County focused, do you have any statistical or anecdotal stories from people about how this has been helpful and they're being more aware of what's going on?
There's it's oftentimes when an organization who is known for a certain type of programming, when they do something new, that's kind of out of the box for their patron base and maybe not the best sell to their patron base. It's those times where we're really able to help those organizations reach new audiences. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about I know this is going to date it. I know this isn't necessarily going to air today, but the Summer Music Festival is happening at the Delaware Art Museum. They're bringing in a ton of different regional acts, very, very wide variety that goes outside of, you know, their the base of what their patrons usually expect there. And that's been a really fun event that we've enjoyed, you know, partnering with the Art Museum to help spread the word about that. It's not every day that you see hip hop and a soul singer and a tribal dance group all, you know, under one roof at the Art Museum. So stuff like that where we're really helping cross circles together. It's you know, that's when I see the most success from the campaign.
Now, a website requires the user to come to you, but I know you also engage in activities that push information out. Could you speak to that?
The weekly newsletter, you can sign up for that at inwilmde.com. We do things like this, where we join local radio stations to help get the word out. You know, you can follow us on social media at InWilmDE. Facebook, Twitter is InWilmingtonDE, and on Instagram, InWilmDE as well. We're posting, you know, daily in those areas. And we're also out, you know, got the street team out networking at events. So if you keep an eye out for the Unleash Within banners and come up and say hi to us, sign up for the newsletter. There's tons of ways you can find the information.
So as campaign manager of the In Wilmington Marketing Campaign, what consumes most of your time?
Oh, man. Well, as of late, the calendar project has certainly been eating up a lot of it. Just, you know, trying to do our best to really cover everything. You know, that alone can be really, really time consuming because there is just such a wide range of offerings out there. I spend a lot of time on social media, really trying to spread the word. And, you know, working with so many organizations, I'm constantly, you know, reaching out to new contacts as, you know, changeover happens within institutions. So really just communicating, lots and lots of communicating on all various forms of that. So,
do you see with this mechanism, really as marketing campaign, do you see any efforts of the arts community collaborating in their programming and in their promotion of what they're doing?
Yeah, and that's actually been one of the goals of the campaign is to really get organizations to work together. And it's been a few years since they do this, but I always think about a collaboration that Opera Delaware, I believe it was the Delaware Shakespeare Festival. Oh man, it's been so long.
I think you're going to mention the Year of the Bard.
The Year of the Bard,
the First
yes.
State Ballet.
The Bard is in.
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. That was a wonderful collaboration that was, you know, centered around the Inn branding. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a lot of what we're trying to do right now, specifically with the city of Wilmington, is return to the original roots of the Inn campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, those who have been city residents for a while may remember the Inn pins back in the day. That was before the arts tangent took off, but there were pins, you know, I'm in with the arts or in for the animals. I think the Delaware Humane Association released one. The firefighters were in, and it was a cool little thing, and everybody was collecting their in pins, trying to get back to that and really let this be a community brand. Mm-hmm. You know, it's designed for anyone and everyone that wants to promote all the great things going on in Wilmington to use that brand to promote themselves as well as part of, you know, a larger campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's more to explore here, but first let me remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is the campaign manager for the In Wilmington marketing campaign, Brianna Hansen. Brianna, with regard to the marketing and the website inwilmde.com, I know that it encompasses more than just the arts and cultural activities. I believe there it also integrates opportunities to see where things are happening. And you also have information, I think, about local retail businesses. Is that right?
Yeah. We cover a little bit of that, especially when a retail business, you know, tends to be a venue. We also push out to our partner at Downtown Visions to help really cover a lot of the retail that's going on downtown. There is definitely a big growth in that, and it can get a little messy trying to cover it all. So, we let our partner organizations do what they do best, and we try to stay focused on the arts. But again, we have such a wide definition of arts and entertainment that we really end up covering a whole heck of a lot going on downtown.
Great. And one of the reasons we're here today talking about this is because you're in the middle of a project. I believe it's called Unleash the Photographer Within. Is that right?
The technical title, the Unleash Within Photo Challenge, I believe is what we're calling it. But as you can see there, our new advertising campaign, is about what does Wilmington unleash within you? So specifically for this photo challenge, Unleash the Photographer Within. But living downtown, working downtown, playing downtown, I am inspired to do so many things on a daily basis, whether it's a walk through the park that, you know, really is just kind of reinvigorating my love for nature, or, you know, Jason from Fly Yogi, he's featured in one of our ads as well. He's a downtown, you know, Wilmington resident that just decided to follow his path as a yogi, follow his heart, and he now owns his own business, and he does tons of education work within community schools. I can't remember the exact numbers, but he brought yoga to hundreds of students over the last year in underserved communities within Wilmington. And I think that's Wilmington's story. It's the true communities that are working together are really inspiring each other. There's a booming health and wellness community that, you know, if you're downtown, you completely understand that it's there. You know that it exists. If you're out of town, you might not know that that there is such a wonderful community there to, you know, grow and explore in, and that's what this campaign is all about. Is
now how does this campaign work? How do people participate in it? What's the time frame of it? What's the final product?
So it is, we're in the middle of it now. It's a 12-week photo challenge. It runs through Sunday, August 6th. And you do need to be an Instagram user to participate. But it's pretty much as simple as using the hashtag UnleashWithin and sharing a photo of what Wilmington unleashes within you. Last year, we did this, a similar photo contest in partnership with the city of Wilmington. And we had themes each week, but it got to be a little tough to manage. So we kept it wide open this time, you know, with the simple prompt, what does Wilmington unleash within you? These can be any style of photography. You don't have to be a professional to do this. We encourage anyone and everyone to get involved. It could be, you know, portrait, lifestyle, landscape, or scenic photos. It really doesn't matter. The only rule is that it has to be taken within our coverage area, which technically is Wilmington, north to the PA border and east to Newark. So, I'm sorry, west of Newark, mm-hmm. north of Newcastle to the PA line is the in Wilmington coverage area.
So anyone can participate in this?
Yep. As long as you have an Instagram account, you're eligible.
Now, is there someplace on your website they can go to read about this?
Yeah, right on the homepage at inwilmde.com, you'll see a nice big banner that says Unleash the Photographer Within. Click on that, and then it'll take you right to the page with all of the details.
And then I understand from something I'm looking at here, there's some kind of exhibition at the end of it?
Yeah, on Friday, September 8th.
Oh, I have
it here
somewhere.
Is that right?
It's at the Delaware Contemporary,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And
the top...
It's on the September 8th art loop.
September 8th, okay.
That's it.
The top 24 photos, not necessarily photographers, photos. So a photographer may end up with several, finalist shots in this exhibition. Joe Del Tufo, who is our campaign photographer of Moonloop Photography, will be determining the top 24 photos. They will be on public display on September 8th, and then we'll have an expanded panel of local celebrities, as we like to call them, that'll be judging the 24 finalists, and as well as a public vote. We did it the same style last year, and we had hundreds of people come out to vote, so it was really cool to see that support. The ultimate grand prize winning photographer will win their future Art on the Town exhibition, as well as a lovely prize pack full of, you know, arts and entertainment and restaurant goodies from our participating organizations.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding from what I've read about this photo campaign is that it's not necessarily taking a picture of something in Wilmington, but rather, you had an example of I've eaten somewhere in Wilmington and it's inspired me to prepare a dish at home, and maybe it's a photo of that, and Wilmington inspired me to be, you know, the chef that I didn't think I could be.
Exactly.
So it's really very broadly based.
It is. We don't want to, I mean, there's, when you, again, going back to just the definition of arts and entertainment, it is so broad. To try to limit and to push people into categories just didn't seem right. That's not mm-hmm. what Wilmington's mm-hmm. all about. Mm-hmm. It's about being who you are, no matter what you are, and having a welcome space to do that and explore that. So.
Now, you've been managing the In Wilmington campaign for a while now. You've been involved with it since its inception. What have you learned about Wilmington from your experience through this campaign?
That's a great question. That there is an absolute beauty to, that smaller scale city. We are large in so many ways, but the community, when you really are part of the community, is so close and tight knit, and the opportunities are endless, and the support is endless. Wilmington really is, I hate to be cheesy, but a place to be somebody. Mm-hmm. that's a good tagline. Years old, but it still rings true. And growing up, I always remembered, most kids do, I'm going to get out of Delaware. I'm going to move to the big city. I am so happy I didn't follow that path. I'm so happy that I'm here working, with the independent artists, with larger professional artists. Wilmington gives an opportunity, especially if you are an artist yourself of any form, to mix and mingle with, artists and performers of a larger scale that you probably wouldn't have a chance to do if you were working in a bigger city. Mm-hmm. That kind of big fish in a small pond thing can be mm-hmm. a great thing if you're really trying to use that to unleash whatever's within you.
So I'm planning some kind of event. This is hypothetical. I'm planning some kind of event that I want to be have made known to the general public. How do I get my event on your In Wilmington, InWilmDE.com site.
Super easy. Head over to InWilmDE.com. You do have to sign up really quickly for a user account, but it's as simple as your name and an email address. You're set to go. And then we have a suggest an event form that you can use to submit your event. And the majority, I'd say 98% of events, you know, as long as they're within our coverage area and not something completely obscene, we are more than happy to cover them. You can always reach out to us through, you know, any of our social media channels as well. Always connected to those. Always happy to help you get organizations and even independent artists connected to help spread the word about what they have going on.
And how do people reach you if they have questions?
They can email Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, I'm going to change the URL here, inwilmingtonde.com. We're in the process of switching our URL over. So that is my current email. Or reach out, again, through the website, through the contact form, any of our social media pages. It all goes to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have about a minute or so left. You said early on in the interview something about Wilmington's image challenge. What would you say to those who have concerns about Wilmington as a city and, you know, those who say, I'm not going to come into the city, you know, it's not safe, et cetera, et cetera. Clearly, your campaign is intended to counter that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's as simple as you won't know until you take the steps to come downtown. And the second you do that, I think you're going to realize that, you know, you've got downtown has a nice little safety net that especially with the work that Downtown Visions does, there's always people out on the street escorting folks to their cars, you know, late night events, things like that. But you look at like Willie Nelson, for example, when he came to the Grand, that was one of the most beautiful days on Market Street. Street is filled, you know, like it was generations ago, people in and out of restaurants and shops and not a, you know, single concern from anyone. So I would just say you gotta come downtown and give it a try, and you'll see that, you know, on the inside, it's a totally different world.
And that's a great closing. Brianna Hansen, campaign manager for the In Wilmington marketing campaign. It's been great having you here on the show today. And I invite our listeners to visit inwilmde.com to find out about all the activities going on in downtown Wilmington.
Thank you very much, Paul.